Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
I let it run because I like that music. Joe Messina, your host, here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. If you want to send me an email, you can always send me joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, that you're on the air, that you're connecting with us. And Dan Pillar, P-I-L-L-A, the tax man, joins us after the break. You know, Joey B and others were talking about how they were hiring all the IRS people, agents, to help you with your taxes. They're not. They're going to go after the average American. I know they say that they're not. But, you know, you got to decide, who is the average American? Let's start there. You know, most of the young, not young, young people, but most of the average Americans I know, they have, you know, they maybe small businesses, or maybe they're working, I mean, again, they don't know how to file their taxes. They're having trouble working through some of that stuff. And the IRS wants to nail them for every little nickel that they're making. Why not go after the big ones? Why not go after the real people making, I mean, people making the real money? Because they know you don't have the resources to push back and fight back. And I'm going to tell you that if, you know, simply buying a book from Dan Pillar will give you, and you got to read it. They're not like college texts, all right? You buy the book, you read the book, you get an idea of where you need to be, you know, it's about taxes. And then you give a call. Once you give them a call, I'm telling you, I've been a recipient of it myself, Dan'll turn it around. He'll make it work. I mean, you have to talk to him when we have him on. All right, California judge now. I don't know if some of you heard about this, but Larry Elder, radio talk show host, been around for a long time. He won his case in court today. The California legislature had passed a law that forces candidates, you know, at the state level and what have you, to give you your taxes. You can redact certain things out of it. They ask you to redact certain things out of it. But they want a copy of your taxes. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. That's cool. But apparently, Larry didn't redact enough. Right? Not that he redacted the wrong stuff, but he didn't redact enough. So the Secretary of State, on a Sunday, let his team know that he would not be included in the final list of candidates running for governor. Now, Larry knows how to fight. You know, fight I don't care what you want to call it. Injustice. But Larry does know how to fight. So he just got in there and he said, this is not going to work for me. He got a court case lined up. He got it all set up. And he won his case. I mean, that's just wonderful. Because what that means for the rest of us, and it's not because he's a radio show, it's not because he's, you know, well-received, well-known. It's because he's an honest guy, and he knows what it takes to win. He knows what it takes to... He puts on a great show, and I'll suck it up. I don't want his spot. I got my own spot, thank you very much. Puts on a great show, brings on great guests, tells the truth about what's going on, and helps you fight. Although, I think even if he gets in, the battle is long. And unless he gets the legislature, he's done. He'll run into the same things that Arnold Schwarzenegger did. So late Wednesday, and he had he had a great attorney too. You know, Harmeet Dhillon was part of his team. She helped me with my case with Katie Hill. You know, the stuff that the left throws at you is just unreal. You really don't understand. Their attitude, what they want to do, what they're looking to do most of the time, is they want to totally break you financially. Because it's for them, it's a way to win. If they can get your finances gone, they got you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The California judge has ordered Secretary of State Shirley Weber to include Republican Larry Elder on the final ballot for September 14th, the recall race. Now, they originally wrote this. You guys need to understand something. They originally wrote this law to keep to keep Donald Trump out of the race. They were forcing the tax returns for presidential races. And they decided to include, you know, governor races, that kind of stuff there, hoping to keep others from entering these races. So Larry decided to, when they threw him off the ballot, Larry decided to challenge it because the verbiage wasn't there as it pertains to recall races. See, they shot themselves in the foot because they didn't lay it out properly. It's like they do with a lot of these laws. They throw them together. They pass up through. They figure they're going to deter you. That's it. End of discussion. But the ruling applies to two consecutive suits. They were brought to remedy the fact that Elder was left off of Monday's preliminary candidate list and then off the ballot. So I love this. I love when we have these little wins. Dan Pilla joins me after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Matina Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
No, actually, that's the only way. We were just talking about that before Dan came on. You've got to punch the bully right in the face. You will catch him off guard. Although, there are some bullies you don't want to just punch in the face. You know, like the IRS, that's one bully you want to kind of stay away from in that light. Unless, of course, you have a great coach on your side, which is how we bring Dan Pilla into the picture. Dan Pilla, taxhelponline.com, and Dan is a great guy, and I got to tell you something. He is, I call him, the tax man. Dan, thanks for joining me. Always love my time with you.
Oh, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You know, I got to tell you something. I was reading an article earlier today, and it was perfect timing because you were coming on tonight, and I'm looking at it, I'm going, so apparently Joey B is hiring all these new IRS agents, and they're saying that the issue here is that so many taxpayers, and I'm reading this right off of Bloomberg, these taxpayers have some issues, and you know, sometimes they leave revenue out, and they're going to come and help you. They're going to help the average taxpayer, because the only ones that really screw the IRS are the ones that are making a lot of money. So they already know about them. Should I feel warm and fuzzy?
Yeah, well, it's the stuff of which farce is made, Joe, for sure. Because the fact is, what they're hiring is auditors. They're not hiring customer service representatives or folks that are gonna, you know, staff the 1-800 fat chance phone numbers where you call to get help from the IRS. That's not what they're doing. They're increasing the IRS budget by just about 10%, a little over 10%. Which translates to about $1.2 or $3 billion.
Wow.
67% of that money, 2/3 of that money is going to go to enforcement, Joe. Only 1/3 of the money is going to go to other areas, and a small fraction of the money is going to taxpayer assistance, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all the money should be going to a taxpayer assistance because of the complexity of the code. But set that aside for a second. They're not out there to help you. They're out there to steal money from you. The audit process, you can take all 4 million words in the Internal Revenue Code and boil it down to just 3 of them. Get the money. That's what it's all about. Get the money. And these tax auditors are trained to do one thing, get the money. And so people need to understand, Joe, that you know, when you go through a tax audit, that's what the process is going to be. As far as they're concerned, you cheated. They don't, you know, it's just a matter of they're finding out how you did it, even if they have to make something up, which they're not afraid to do. And you need, as a taxpayer, you need to understand that their audit decisions are not final. You've got the right to appeal them. And when you appeal them, you win your case. And people just need to know that, Joe, because they don't.
No. And again, you know, back to something we've talked about forever, which is the IRS just scares the crud out of you. Those three letters, people feel like, you know, that's it. It's over. You know, they're up against the wall and they don't know what to do. And that's not true. That is just flat out not true. You know, again, you and I, the next time I'm going to do this, I swear I'm going to do this. I keep telling people that you help me, but I want to break it down. I want them to see what we were up against. And man, I'll tell you what, when you get that letter from the IRS, you know, I've been working with them for a while, and this way it'll help people, we'll keep them hooked. And you get that letter, and then it says, now you're going to tax court. And you're like, holy sweet God.
Holy cow. Yep.
How should I do it?
You know,
you're
exactly right. These notices from the IRS, these letters from the IRS, especially an audit notice, takes people's breath away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what they do know. They know the tax laws are confusing. They know that they don't understand the law. They realize that they've done their best to comply with the law, but how do I know if I did it right? Right? That's what's going on through people's heads. And when they're selected for audit, they think that they must have done something wrong and the IRS must have caught them. And now it's going to be an expensive process to get this fixed. All of these things are what people are thinking. And none of it is true, Joe. None of it is true. Well, the part about not understanding the law, that's certainly true.
But they don't even. The agents don't even understand the law either.
And here's the thing. That the tax auditors are wrong. These are the people that sit across the table from you and you know, plow through your records and your receipts and all your documents and look at your tax return and say, Joe, what did you do here and what did you do there and what about this and prove that. These auditors are wrong 60 to 90% of the time in the audit results they come up with, depending on what the issue is. And so, you know, Americans need to know that, and they need to know that those audit results are never final. I mean, never final, and you have the right to challenge them through a two-step process. And when you do, you're going to win your case most of the time.
It's knowing the process. It's just being informed. It's really what it boils down to. You know, being informed and understanding what's going on and how to push back and have the information you need to. Dan, do they, you know, a lot of people use, you know, these tax programs online. I don't want to name any of them, but, you know, they hop online, they do their taxes, bang, they send them in, everybody's happy, or they use a, you know, a third party. Which ones seem to get audited the most, if you would?
Well, it doesn't really matter which one you use, Joe. I mean, about 60% of the people use a paid tax preparer, an accountant, a CPA, somebody. Another 20% of the people use these computer programs, and, you know, we've all heard the different names out there for these computer tax prep programs. And the number's probably a little higher now than 20%, probably closer to 25%. So about, you know, about roughly 15% of the people are just doing it on their own with the, you know, with the green eye shade and the, and the calculator with the tape that's rolling off the desk onto the floor. You know, the old fashioned.
You forget the cigarette in his hand, right?
Yeah, the cigarette in his hand, right? And the light over the table and all the rest of that. But the fact of the matter is the IRS does not select tax returns for audit based on who prepared the return. That just simply is not true. The IRS selects tax returns for audit on the basis of a very sophisticated computer program that the IRS calls its Discriminate Income Function System, the DIP program. And the way that works is the computer compares every line of your tax return with national and regional statistical averages for a person in your same income category and profession, and if any one line of your return is out of sync with those averages, the difference is scored. And the higher the score, that is to say the farther away you are from the averages, the more likely it is that the IRS is going to select you for audit. So the higher the DIP score, the more likely you are going to be a target, not because you did something wrong, Joe. Remember, we're only talking about averages here, right? But they take the position that mathematically, statistically, the farther away from the averages you are, the more likely it is that you did something wrong. So that's how they select literally two-thirds of all the returns selected for audit. It's based on that computer program.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of confusion around the money that the government has sent out. You know, the handouts that they've given everywhere, whether it's $1,400, $2,800, $600, whatever it is. And a lot of people thought that was going to be tax-free. They thought that they didn't even have to, again, these are articles I'm reading all over the place, where they really didn't believe that they had to even claim it. The government already knew about it. Why do I have to claim it? There's going to be a lot of little issues going down as the as this tax year starts to come to a close. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels, plus rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with TripAmigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call TripAmigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call TripAmigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires are raging in the west and creating hazy skies as far away as New York. Crews are battling nearly 85 large fires in 13 states amid excessive heat and months of drought. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is laying into Speaker Nancy Pelosi for refusing to let two Republicans serve on a panel investigating the Capitol attack.
This represents something that has not happened in the House before for a select committee by the historian. It's an egregious abuse of power. Pelosi has broken this institution. House Democrats must answer this question. Why are you allowing a lame duck speaker to destroy this institution? This is the people's house, not Pelosi's house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. Again, I'd like to congratulate Larry Elder today. He won his case in court. He's going to be on the ballot for California governor. You know, it's amazing how sneaky they are up there in Sacramento. And actually, they have gotten away with so much for so long, they've gotten sloppy. And that's how he was able to get back on. And I don't think that Dan Pillow joins me. The tax man, Dan, just to change the topic for a second. And Larry Elder actually is running for governor in the state. I think he's number 107. But he put his paperwork in. And a law that they put together to keep him out, not to keep him out, but to keep Trump out, where you had to turn in your tax returns, you had to redact certain things, you had not to redact certain things. So he sent them everything they wanted. And they tried to get him on the fact that he didn't redact everything they told him to. Because, you know, they can't use a black magic marker and make it happen on their own.
Right.
So they left him on the list. They refused to allow him on the ballot. He took him to court. And the judge said, hey, the way you worded the law, this doesn't pertain to recall elections. So you lose. He wins. Put him on the ballot. I thought that was great. They're so sloppy.
Yep. Well, what are his chances, Joe? I mean, Larry Elder would be a good governor in any state. Well, what are his chances?
I don't think his chances are as good as probably he thinks they are, and only because there are other people on the ballot that, you know, that have been active in politics, active in the state. And though Larry is a, you know, good guy, smart guy, I think, again,
he's got the name recognition.
Yep.
He's a vocal guy. He's been around for He's been around for decades.
Long time. Yeah. And he's known to be a smart guy. But again, I think his celebrity is not going to carry him through this. Like, there's still way too many liberals in this state and a lot of people who don't know who he is as well, you know.
Sure.
All right, now let me get back to the topic. We were talking about, before we went to break, I was the unemployment taxes and people getting in these little gotcha moments where the money that the state government gave us, a stimulus check, if you would. It's revenue, right? It's money that comes in. It has to be called out somewhere. And the same thing with unemployment checks. People have been getting unemployment checks and hit with these massive taxes at the end of the year. Like, I didn't know.
Well, yeah, and it blindsides people, and it has for years. And you know, and I talked about this early on in January, February, and you and I talked about this on the air during that period of time as well, and I was very concerned about people getting blindsided. Now, Congress did pass a law at the, it was the end of March that it took effect that said, okay, for unemployment benefits that were paid in 2020, the first $10,200 of that unemployment compensation was not taxable. But anything over that, Joe, is taxable. But that's not true for years past. Years past, unemployment compensation was fully taxable, and people scream when you tell them that, how is that possible? I, you know, these are unemployment benefits. I don't have my job, and I'm not making, well, think about this for a minute. You're getting wage replacement compensation,
right? Right?
The unemployment is payment to you in place of the wages that you lost. Well, if you work for your company and you got wages, that would be taxable, and as a matter of fact, if your company came to you, Joe, and said, listen, you know, we're in a hard spot here. We're either going to have to lay you off or reduce your wages. We'd like not to lay you off. So are you willing to work for reduced wages? Well, some people would say yes. Some people might say no. But the point is, if you work for reduced wages, it's still wages, and it's still taxable. And that's exactly the relationship with unemployment compensation. It's wage replacement. It's treated for tax law purposes just like wages, except under the new law now, the first $10,200 is not taxed. Everything over that is.
My God, when will everything go back to normal from an IRS standpoint? Because it's so confusing. I read articles.
Well,
I mean, you're
well,
in
well,
it.
No, no, no. Stop. No, stop. Stop. Stop.
Okay.
There is no normal when it comes to the IRS. There is, Joe.
Come on, that was
what funny. Normal are you talking about? All right, we got a tax code that consists of more than 4 million words that was changed more than 5,900 times just since 2001 alone. And that doesn't include all of the insanity that's taken place in the last 18 months. What normal are you talking about?
I guess simply being able to fill out a form, you know, a 1040 form and, you know, put your information there. But now with all these little things, you know, you were telling me about the child tax credit or you know, a blurred universal income check if you have children at home. I mean, it's almost like a... For lack of a better way of putting it, it sounds like another form of welfare, is it not?
Well, that's exactly what it is. In fact, I wrote that very thing in my National Review article that published last week. You go to nationalreviewonline.com and put in my name, Dan Pilla, and you'll see my article on the child tax credit. And I encourage you to read that article. And in that article, I talk about the child tax credit being the precursor or forerunner to universal basic income at the federal level. It's a welfare program administered by the Internal Revenue Service. There's no doubt about it, Joe. That's exactly what it is.
Ben, I know you don't have all the answers to this, but how are they supposed to pay for all this? You've got a majority of people now, like never before, on the government dole, and the government doesn't seem to be looking at any way to slow it down or stop it.
No one cares, Joe. Nobody's even asked. You know, 15 years ago, we'd have conversation about this program and that program, and somebody would chime in somewhere along the line and say, but how are we going to pay for this? Where are we going to find the money? How is this going to happen? Nobody asks the question anymore. Nobody cares how it's going to be paid for.
Oh.
That's not even in the discussion anymore. The only question is not whether or how. The only question is how much.
And people have to realize, you know, they're constantly hearing about how we just need to tax the rich. And Joe says
there's not enough, there's not enough money in the coffers of the rich to pay for this. Look, at Joe, the honest economic answer to your question is when we're talking about the federal government, there's only three ways the federal government could raise revenue. All right? There's only three ways, period. Number one is to tax for it. Number two is to borrow it. And number three is print it. There's no other way for the federal government. Right now, they're printing the money. Now, they want to supplement the printing the money with taxation, and they pretend like it's about taxing the rich, but that's not it at all. When you look at these capital gains provisions and the estate tax provisions that Biden is pushing to the Biden administration is pushing to implement here over the next couple of months, it's all about stealing money, stealing capital wealth from the hands of the people that have earned it in this country and that have retained that wealth, you know, even just one generation. They're talking about stripping wealth from people, not just taxing income, Joe, but stripping wealth. And they realize that there's not enough money
to an income tax to raise the revenue that they need to raise. So that's why they're going to confiscation of wealth. It's not anymore a question about taxing the fruit from your tree, Joe. Now they want to steal the tree itself.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that these guys that are, you know, again, guys like Joe Biden that are putting these rules into place and tell you how he's going to make it all happen. I mean, seriously, I would love to see his tax returns. I would love to see what these guys do on a regular basis. And I really would. Because I can't imagine that they're following all the rules either, you know?
Well, even if they are, one thing is for sure is that Biden's not preparing his own tax return.
That's
nobody
cool.
in Congress and nobody in the Senate, Joe, prepares their own tax return. What does that tell you? They're all having somebody else do it. Why? Because the tax code is so doggone complicated, not even they can figure out what it means.
Dan, again, whenever I talk to you, I get what we call back east agita. You know, I get the heartburn that starts rolling up because it is, to your point, 4 million words. The agents don't always have a clue as to what's going on. I'm not putting the agent down. You know, they have the books that they need there, but they don't always really understand what's happening. And if you can't get information from them, that now you've got to turn and pivot, come see a guy like you and some other people out there to say, okay, what do I do? What do I do wrong? I got this letter. I don't know what to do with it. But the first thing is to breathe. First, breathe.
Well, don't panic, for sure. I'll tell you, it's even more basic than that. I can't tell you how many people have come into my office over the years with a grocery bag full of unopened mail from the IRS.
Oh,
they panic at such a level when they get the letter from the IRS, they don't even want to open it. And so the first thing is open the doggone envelope, read the letter, and see what it is they want. And then don't panic. As you said, breathe and work your way through it systematically.
I'm gonna send you the 40 envelopes that I have, and every time I open them, now I know what they look like. We have changed your address. I mean, you and joked about that once before, but I get about every month, I get two. One says we changed your address, and one says we changed your address.
So the first letter says we changed your address from X to Y, and the second letter says we changed your address from Y to X.
Right. You're exactly
unbelievable.
Right? So you want to know where your tax, stop sending me those letters, and you're going to save yourself 50, 60, 70 bucks a year. Or the IRS would, anyhow. We'll be back in a few minutes, don't go far. Talking to Dan Pillow, the tax man. Head over to taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click Sunny-Bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny-Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny-Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny-Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny-Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Come with you, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me just bring them on, and I want to get right to it because I have so much fun. I know it's IRS stuff. I have a lot of fun with it because I've been through it. And I swear, I promise, next time I get him on the show, we will talk about something that happened to me personally and how Dan got me out of hiding in a closet. To deal with this thing head on. So, anyway, Dan, always a pleasure to have you with me. Why don't you tell people how to get a hold of you, how to buy your books, and that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. My website is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. I've got all kinds of material on my website, including the books that I've written. I've written a total of 15 books over the years, Joe. There's about 6 or 7 of them that are in print right now. My brand new book is called Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide, and this is the book that's going to help any small business stay out of trouble with the IRS. And, Joe, if you purchased any book from me off my website, any book, it doesn't matter what the price point is, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me personally about your situation. So go to taxhelponline.com. We've got a whole bunch of free material on the website, too, Joe, including 29 answers to the 29 most common problems that people have with the IRS. It's all on the website, all available at no charge. But if you buy a book, you get a consultation with me personally.
And you know, people, you know, we used to have an old saying, you get what you pay for, but I'll tell you what, a free consultation from him is worth $1 million, and I'm not joking, dead serious. I got that early on from him with the information he gave me, and, you know, I want you guys to understand something. You listen, and I'm not making fun of any ads that are on our network here, but you listen to these ads, and a lot of the ads are around, oh, my God, are they knocking at your door? They can take the money out of your checking account. They can do this. They can levy your house. It's almost like they're slapping you around with this fear stick, right? And, Dan, your commercials over the years, and the ones that got me, was the phrase that you use, that the IRS decision is never final. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was no, are you afraid, hiding under your bed, oh, my God, they're going to take your, you know, your wife, your car, your house, the dog, and everything. Those aren't your commercials. So
no,
it got me
no,
thinking.
Fact,
it took me a while.
There's 2 points in my commercials, Joe. Two overarching points. Number one, the IRS does not have all the power they want you to think they have. Number one. Number two, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care how long you've had the problem. I don't care what you've tried to do to fix the problem that didn't work. I don't care who's told you you can't fix the problem. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem.
Yeah, you proved it to me. And some of the people, you know, that you've contacted you through the show, I know that you've proved it to them as well. And that's the thing. Most people, they do that knee-jerk when there's a problem with the IRS, and they'll pretty much take anything into consideration. And again, when I tell our story, we did the same thing. We got hooked up with the wrong person out of fear. We signed paperwork out of fear, and it was the wrong thing to do. It was a stupid thing to do. You got to get good counsel, and I believe, and I'm not just saying it because you're on the show, I believe you are good counsel. Hey, some of these programs you hear about, you hear these guys say, hey, it's a new, now I've been hearing this for 10 years, it's a new fresh start program at the IRS, and it can stop any day now. Well, I don't know what any day means, because again, I've been hearing about it for a decade.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, well, you know, when they talk about the Fresh Start program, of course, I talk about this in my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, which, by the way, Joe, started the tax resolution industry. It created it. The book was first released in 1992. It's gone through 9 different revisions over the years. That's the book that started all of this. And when we're talking about the quote-unquote Fresh Start program, what we're talking about is an offering compromise where you go into the IRS and say, look, guys, I owe you $100,000. There's no way I can pay that, but I can pay $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000, and depending on the situation, will depend on what you can settle for. Now, just for perspective, Joe, everybody's out, not everybody, but there's people all over the country pretending like this is something new. I was doing these offers and compromise in the 1980s when you could count on one hand the number of offers that were filed with the IRS over the course of the year.
Wow. Yeah, you must have really set them back on their heels because they weren't used to this kind of pushback, were they?
Oh, no question about it. You're absolutely right. You know, I wrote a book in 1989 called How Anyone Can Negotiate with the IRS and Win, and that's the first place it was ever disclosed to the public that there was even such a thing as an offering compromise.
Wow.
I'm telling you, Joe, there weren't 10 people in the country that knew this back in those days.
I mean, Dan, it wasn't in that little trifle they sent you in the envelope?
And the taxpayer's rights statement?
Yeah.
They didn't even have a taxpayer's rights statement when I started in this business in the late 1970s, early 80s. I'm the one that created the taxpayer's rights statement when they passed the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights Act in 1986. I'm the one that pushed the fact that the IRS is lying to people consistently about what their rights are. And that's why Congress created the requirement to statement of rights in the first place. Of course, it's woefully deficient, but still, it's something.
It's a something. It is. You're right. It is something. All right, couple of things that people have asked me in the past, and I've been remiss in asking you. Can you revisit a payment plan you've made with them? Let's just say you just got so nervous with all the letters you were getting from me, you just settled and you said, okay, yeah, I'll pay you the $110 a week for the rest of my life. Is there a way to go back and renegotiate that?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's a beautiful thing with the installment agreement, Joe. The installment agreement binds the IRS, but it never binds the individual.
Wow.
So the IRS can't change the installment agreement unless there's demonstrably changed financial circumstances, whereas the taxpayer can always go back and renegotiate. Always.
Okay, so if you're listening and you're locked into this thing, and now you can't put food on your table because of COVID-19, you have not been locked in this thing, check out
the
Tax
you're
Help
not
Online.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. You're not locked in. In my book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, I show you, I got a section in the book that specifically shows you how to renegotiate an installment agreement. Very important thing to know, that you're never locked into that deal.
Now, you and I have talked about penalties. We've touched on it on the show, but penalties are usually levied because you either didn't file, you purposely filed wrong or what have you. Penalties for actually doing something wrong, you can usually get those erased if you did try to do the right thing. Yes? No?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just about every penalty provision in the tax code has a reasonable cause provision. And what it means very simply is if you acted in good faith and based on a reasonable cause for your actions and didn't deliberately disregard IRS rules and regulations, the penalties don't apply. The penalties only apply, Joe, to deliberate tax cheaters, and not even necessarily cheaters, but people who deliberately don't do what they're supposed to do. They simply disregard their obligations. They don't pay attention to what they're supposed to do. They're negligent, right, as opposed to somebody that did the best they could under the circumstances but just simply fell short for this reason or that reason. The problem is the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. The IRS doesn't have to prove the penalty applies. You have to prove it doesn't apply.
Okay, now the question of the day. Bad attorney, bad CPA, bad accountant, gives you the wrong information, you file incorrectly, or you don't fill out the forms right, are you still screwed?
Well, no, you're not screwed at all. I mean, there's a couple of things. First of all, you can always amend an erroneous return, right? So you got 2 years from the date the return is filed, or 3 years. You got 3 years from the date the return is filed, or 2 years from the date the tax is paid, to amend it and seek a refund, all right? So you can always challenge that. And to the extent that you owe penalties because of the mistake, if you didn't pay the tax on time or the IRS audited your return and changed it because of the mistake, you can get rid of the penalties on that same reasonable cause discussion that we had just a second ago. Good faith reliance on counsel, Joe, is a defense to penalties. If you can, as a taxpayer, if you can establish that you gave your accountant all the accurate information and provided all the correct data that the accountant needed, and the accountant made the mistake, the penalties don't apply to you.
And when you get to the point, because you've done something stupid, where you get that letter that says, okay, you've got a tax court date at the federal IRS tax court, when you get to that level, it's not as ominous as all that either. The tax court is simply... I don't want to belittle it like this. It's the same thing like a small claims kind of thing process. You go in and you state your case, correct?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. But you got to understand, Joe, that the tax court is a tool that's available to the taxpayer. The IRS can't put you in tax court. Only you can put you in tax court. And this is something we should talk about because this is important. Tax court scares the heck out of people. And you know, and of course, the word court always scares people. But this is an option that's available to the taxpayer at the taxpayer's option. All right? The IRS can't drag you into tax court. Only you can drag them into tax court. And when you do, and you do that, Joe, specifically for the purposes of correcting an erroneous audit determination. And I'll tell you what, it's extremely effective when you take them to court.
Yeah, it's not a place they want to be, do they? It's not really
where they
want to go.
No, it's not where they want to go. And they're overwhelmed with cases, and they want to settle them. And I'm telling you what, your chances of success in tax court are overwhelmingly in your favor.
Wow. So, see, people, it's what we've been saying. Don't be afraid. Don't, you know, pucker up. You're going to be able to get through it. Well, with Dan's help, you'll be able to get through it. And that's the thing that I can't stand is those three letters get people so afraid they do a lot of dumb things. They sign a lot of bad agreements because of it. Tax Help Online. Dan Pelley will give you help. TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan, always a blessing to have you on with me, man. I mean that sincerely. And people always, you know, love the advice that you give out.
All right, my pleasure, Joe. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate your friendship.
Go get him, Dan. Go get him. I love your wins. We'll be back in a little bit, people. We're going to talk about what is black speak all about? What do you mean I have to speak black to be black? We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.